Blog Talk Radio. I'm ready. I'm ready. What about y'all? I'm ready, y'all. I got a big group here tonight. Today, this morning, I got a big group. Thank you guys for tuning in. We ready? Here we go. I'm ready. Y'all ready? Come on, get up. I know y'all ready. Y'all ain't ready for that. Y'all ready? I'm ready. Y'all ready? I'm ready. Yeah, y'all ready? You're listening live to the Frank Williams Show, and I'm your host, Frank Williams. Thank you guys for tuning in to the show, and welcome to today's show. The call-in number to the show is 818-301-5834. That's 818-301-5834 is the number to the show. You can call in and give your opinion on today's episode. This morning's show is being brought to you by our sponsor, CPA On Duty. For all of your tax or accounting needs, call a certified accounting firm of CPA On Duty. You can reach them at 770-732-0244. Whether it's personal taxes, personal accounting, corporate taxes, corporate accounting, and even IRS issues, the professionals at CPA On Duty can help you with any of your concerns. Give them a call. Excuse me. Give them a call today, 770-732-0244. And don't forget to let them know that the Frank Williams Show sent you. Again, thank you guys for tuning in, those who are listening via cell phone and those who are listening via my show page live online at blogtalkradio.com. Thank you guys for tuning in to the show as well. Before I get into the show, today's weather here in the A, here in Atlanta, here in Georgia, it's going to be 93 degrees today, guys. 93 today. So be sure to dress accordingly. Keep yourselves hydrated, okay? Water, all right? But if you are going to drink alcohol, like I tell you all the time, if you are going to drink alcohol on these hot days as they are, you need to drink a glass of water in between your drinks, okay? I don't care if it's beer or liquor or whatever, but have a beer, have a glass of water, have a beer, have a glass of water. Or have your mixed drink, have a glass of water, have your mixed drink, have a glass of water. That keeps you hydrated. That keeps you also from having such a huge hangover in the morning. Okay? Remember that. Keep yourselves hydrated. All right? Okay, now, with today's show, like I've been doing for the past few weeks, we have a word, and we give the meaning of the word. Now, I have a simple word today, which is leader, okay? And that's what my show is about today, which is entitled All People Are Not Leaders, okay? So a leader is the person who leads or commands, the person who commands a group, organization, or even a country, okay? And you can say that an organization or a company that is the most advanced or successful in a particular area, you know, they lead their industry, okay? And so like you got to say, for instance, a band or a music group, you have a leader of the band. So he's usually the principal player in a music group. Take Frankie Beverly and Maze, a group that probably most of my listeners know. Frankie Beverly is the leader. Okay, he's the leader of that band. All right? So a leader is the person who commands a group, an organization, or even a country. Okay? So the leader of a protest group. All right. Dr. King was a leader. All right. And he was a great leader. All right. Napoleon was a leader. Napoleon was a great leader. All right. But all people are not leaders. Right. All people are not leaders. And the reason I wanted to do this show is because some of you guys out there are in leadership positions, right? Some of you are in leadership positions. I'm actually going for a leadership position at my place of work right now. And, you know, like I said, all people are not leaders. And you can see that sometimes in maybe you work in a place that have, you know, different departments and things like that, that where certain parts of the department aren't running as well as other parts. That's because of the leader in that department, okay? And you know, some people can't see that these people aren't leaders. Some people are put in these leadership positions, you know, just because, right? But all people are not leaders. And a couple of things I wanted to point out real quick is you know, when you're leading a group or something like that, the key to developing your people, catch them doing something right, all right? But you know, when you must praise people and be specific with your praise, okay? And like I said, I'm doing this show for a certain people who ask me about being a leader, okay? And you know, just walking around and saying, you know, thank you to people and you know, for everything they do, that's really meaningless. Okay, because if you say, put it like this, if you tell a person who's doing a bad job that they're doing a great job, okay, you sound bad to those people because they know they're doing a bad job, right? You know, you're in a place of work, you know if you're doing a good job or not, right? So if your leader come around and say, good job, hey, good job, Frank. And I know I'm not doing a good job. So that sounds ridiculous to me. All right? But to people who are doing a great job, then, you know, that sounds like the highest of praise to them. Okay? And when you catch people doing things right, that provides satisfaction to them. And that motivates them to do even better. Okay, but you got to remember, you got to give the praise immediately. Okay, you got to make it specific, and then you got to encourage them to keep up the good work. All right, keep up the good work, and this can also, you know, you can use this at home. I do it all the time. Two girls and a wife, right? Now, when I catch them doing something right, and I'm guilty of this, I catch them doing something right, then I'll let them know, man, you know, that was a good job you did on the kitchen, or that was a good job you did on the vacuuming of the floors, you know, their chores that they're doing, or is, you know, you did a great job in school, those were great grades that you got, okay. That's something that motivates them to do better, okay? You don't have to reward them all the time with money or clothes or a pair of shoes or things like that. You know, those material things are not really something that's going to keep them motivated. But when you continuously praise them for doing things right, that keeps them motivated. Okay, you can't continuously, I guess some people can, but you can't continuously give them tennis shoes. right? You can't continuously give them clothes, right? So you know, part of being a leader, okay? Use that at home. Try that with your kids. I guarantee you, things will turn around. All right? 818-301-5834 is the number to the show. Now I have a caller up on the air from the 646 area code. The first three digits are 824. Looks like that caller wants to be on the air. Maybe not. Okay? So what, you know, I guess people, all people aren't leaders. People go for leadership positions and they are not leaders. Leaders can be developed, you know. You can develop people into leaders. But, you know, people who produce good results, you know, they feel good about themselves. I know I do. And I know I know how to produce good results in my job. But people know how to produce good results in their job, but they don't produce good results in their job. If you know what I'm saying. And we all have seen it. Right? And we all know that certain people, it's only a few people in a department, in an office, or what have you, that make that office run. It's only a few. It may be 30 people in that office, but it's only about 6 of them, 10 of them, I guarantee you, that keeps that office running. Those other 15 or 20 people, nah, it would not work out. If they were the only ones that came into the office every day, that office would not last long. Okay? And one of those people may be that supposed leader in that office, that they're not holding up their side of the coin, so to speak. But, you know, leaders, they also lead by example. You know, you get to work on time, you get to work early, or you stay a little late, or, you know, you do a little extra work at times, or you jump in there and you help someone out, you know, when they're kind of lagging behind. You know, leaders lead by example. And if you do that, if you show people that you're willing to step in there and do exactly what they're doing and help them out and help them be successful in what they're doing, that's a great leader. That's the mark of a great leader, right? So, I try to teach this to my kids, and I try to do this, okay? When I was in high school, I played basketball in high school. But before I got to high school, I played basketball on the recreation level, okay? And I played, you know, for our neighborhood, right? I played for our neighborhood, and we go to other neighborhoods, neighborhood recreation centers, and play within the city of Atlanta. Okay, and so even then, at a recreation level, even then, I had the wherewithal, so to speak, to be the leader of our team. I was the captain of the team. When I was in recreation ball, I was the captain of our team. Okay, because I came to practice every day. I was on time every day for practice, and I practiced like you wouldn't believe. That was something that I did. Okay? So when I went to high school, the coaches in high school already knew about me. They knew I was coming. Okay? They knew I was coming. So when I got to high school, they grabbed a hold of me, and I went and I took those same things to the high school level. And I was the captain of the of high school team. Now, today they call it junior high, okay? But we only had elementary and high school when I was coming up. But now they call it middle school or junior high or whatever. And, you know, those grades 6 through 8 or something like that. But so what you call middle school now or junior high, we in high school, we call that the B team. And then we had the varsity. So now in junior high, you have junior high, and then you go into high school and be a part of the varsity. But we had B team and varsity. Y'all with me? Okay, so when I came to high school, I went to the B team. And I became captain of the B team in basketball, okay? And then I moved on in like the 10th grade. I moved up to the varsity level, okay? So people that were succeeding at B team, when the B team season was over, they'd move up to the varsity before the varsity season was over, and they started to kind of integrate into the varsity because that's where they were going to be the next year. So that's what happened to me. I went up to the varsity at the end of the B team season. Certain players went up to the varsity. Okay? So I went up to the varsity in my 10th grade year. When I went up to the varsity in my 10th grade year, taking those same, you know, ideas and virtues or everything of being a leader when I was in the recreation ball and then B team, I took that same stuff to varsity. And some people didn't feel me when I came to varsity because they maybe felt threatened by me or whatever when I came to varsity because I had that leadership. I had that leadership mentality. Okay? All people don't have that. Some people are just followers. Okay? Some people are just followers. And that's okay, too. Because, you know, but no one can make me feel inferior to them. Okay? And the only way that they can make you feel inferior to them is you allow it. Okay? So, you know, because when someone criticized me, I've been criticized before. I've been criticized on this show. I mean, I get 300 to 400 emails every day, and all of them, believe you me, all of them are not praise, right? All of them are not praise. You know, a lot of people send me emails over and over and over again. Now, I recognize some of those, and I just delete them, right? Because all they're doing is throwing out negatives, spitting out negatives. So if you continue to take in negative, what are you going to do? What are you going to spit out? You're going to spit out negative because that's all you're taking in is negative. So you start to spit out negative. But if you take in positive, then you spit out positive. So sometimes when people criticize something that I do or I don't do or whatever, I try not to interpret that as you know, them saying as meaning that I'm a bad person. Okay? The only belief that I can control is my own. Okay? And people that have low self-esteem, that permits them, that lets them give the other person permission to make them feel inferior because they have low self-esteem. Thing I can see all the time is people that are very, very overweight. Okay? And when people are very overweight, a lot of people spit out negative to them, or they criticize them about their weight. And because they have low self-esteem about their weight, that gives the other person permission to make them feel inferior. Everyone is not built to be skinny. Okay? Everyone's not. Everyone's not built to be fat. Everyone's not built to be perfect. That's just something that happens. Some people are meant to be heavy all their lives. Meant to be. They do everything they can to lose weight, and they just can't seem to shake it. Can't seem to shake it. Okay? But if they had someone in their lives that were true leaders and could help them and make them feel like they're important and push them ahead and say the things to them. You remember what I said? You gotta tell people when they're doing things right. Okay? You gotta catch them when they're doing something right. And that's what'll help them to move on. That's what'll help them, that'll give them the confidence to move on, to keep going, to keep doing it. So when I was in high school and I went to the varsity high school level, I was the captain of the varsity team. When I got into the 11th grade and playing varsity basketball, I was one of the captains on the team because I was a leader by example. Hey, I hope some of this helped you guys and gonna help you and think about, you know, developing yourselves as leaders or trying to do something that you really want to do, something that you stick out there as a goal for you to achieve. If you put that goal up there, and if you can look at it every day, that'll help you to get it going. If you got up every morning, you went to brush your teeth, and you saw the thing on the mirror that said, Frank, if you do 10 sit-ups today, if you do 10 jumping jacks today, you're going to push yourself to 10 pounds in the next 3 weeks. Then you'll do it. Thank you guys for tuning in. That's all I have today. But join me tomorrow, same time, same place, 10:30 a.m. right here on the Frank Williams Show. Have a great day.
You. reaches me by phone, because I promise I'll be gone for a while. When you see me again, I hope that you have been the kind of person that you really are now. We got to get in straight. How could I ever be late when you're my woman taking up my time? Oh, oh, how could you ever allow? I wonder how I would get out of pocket the fun. Ah!